This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On their bill. We're enthused and excited that they're on the floor right now working on tax reform. And once they do, as the majority indicated yesterday, we will move to go to conference committee as soon as possible.
All right, so that was Paul Ryan, and we're talking about taxes, taxes, taxes. What a way to kick off this hour of ATN. And when I say taxes, 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 we're talking about this crazy tax bill, and I say crazy because it's like a wicked battle of tug of war that now has taken over the spotlight when there's so much else going on. And this is important, granted, and it affects all of us. But the tax bill is now being viewed as something that's losing $1 trillion after the growth period. So what does that mean, right? There's some confusion over that. The Senate bill is headed for this marathon debate this week, and perhaps we'll wait and see what happens, because really that they were hoping that by Friday there would be enough backers, it would go through, then there would be the rectifying of the bill between the House and the Senate. But who knows? Most of the discussion really gets stuck in the mud around this $350 billion tax increase trigger, which is short of the $1 trillion revenue loss that they've been projecting. So there are some like Bob Corker, the senator from Tennessee, James Lankford from Oklahoma, Jeff Flake from Arizona, who are not happy about it. They're voicing a lot of concerns about tax cuts adding to the deficit, and they support adding a revenue trigger to the bill that would provide for an automatic tax increase if revenue targets aren't hit. And then there's debates over that. You know, this magical growth, tax cuts pay for themselves, is what Senator Wyden, the top Dem on the tax writing Senate Finance Committee, is saying. He's saying it's the total opposite of what Republicans have said. So there's confusion, there's magical thinking, there's ridiculous thinking, and there's nothing happen. I mean, 20 hours of tax debate, how long does this stretch into? Yo-yo? I mean, Thursday morning, they hadn't decided whether what they were going to do on Friday. We're here now on the precipice of that. It's such a mixed bag. And you've had pledges from some that were not going to vote yes to say they are going to vote yes. So good luck with all of that. There's enough confusion going around. By the way, did you like what we came in with? Can we hear that little ditty again? I know one of the guys that's part of this group. You know him, too. All of you know him, listening to this show. You know who it is? It would be my friend Andy, the technical maestro of America tonight. This is his group that he's a part of called Me, 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 and I just found out if you want to hear more of Me, 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 you can go to Spotify and get the music there, because how cool is that? Congratulations, Andy. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, scoring the Spotify. I do really like the group. I really do. Would I have known about the group if I didn't know Andy? I don't know. But I think they have amazing potential, and who knows where it will go. 2018 could be a very big year. Maybe not for this tax bill that's stalling on the deficit-focused trigger part, but it could be for me, me, me. By the way, coming up, we have some great things for you this hour, including our cheap movie review, which is coming up around the bend. Plus, Hollywood loses a legend, of one that you may know his voice and his character. If you don't know who it is, you'll know once you hear that. And then also a quick conversation here as we turn in a different direction. And I think look at what's really on people's minds is all this hellacious nonsense that's going on with so many that are falling because of the sexual harassment deal and the Matt Lauer situation. So for Bill O'Reilly and Charlie Rose and others, it's like Matt Lauer has taken the spotlight light off of them because he is deep into this and is in that part of it where he doesn't know what's going to happen next, except for he's definitely out of today. His lawyers are trying to get $30 million to serve as the payout. Will they pay him $30 million? I mean, you know, who knows? Some of the stories, absolutely just sickening and ridiculous. And let me throw in the word allegedly. These are the things that happened. It's not a stretch, I don't think, based on what I've heard from a few people. But then you ask yourself the question of nobody knew what was happening. He's got this basement office. He has a lock on the inside. I don't know. There's some things that are just a little crazy about that situation. And I guarantee the fire has been turned up on those in power at NBC as to what, you know, what happened. Didn't anyone really know, or, you know, whatever. And then there's this story of the illegal immigrant found not guilty in the Kate Stanelli killing, which was so sad. The jury found that the man who was accused of shooting her, who had been deported 5 times and was wanted for a 6th deportation when Kate Stanley was fatally shot in the back while walking with her father on the pier. They're saying it was an accident. You know, the jury found him not guilty of murder. It happened in the middle of the presidential campaign in July of 2015, and it became a hot debate over the immigration policies, and it was spotlighted as San Francisco sanctuary city policy, which limits local officials from cooperating with U.S. immigration authorities. Oh, boy. Defense attorneys argued that Garcia Zarate was a hapless, homeless man who killed Kate Stanley in a freak accident. Prosecutors say he meant to shoot and kill her, so that's what this whole case hinged on. He was found guilty of being a felon in possession of a firearm, but that's it. Not the bigger charge.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
An illegal U-turn, and I hereby, as a citizen of the town of Mayberry in the United States of America, arrest you.
Hooray! All right, some breaking news. So we're going to go to movies and talk a little Hollywood first, and then our pal Hans will join us, and we'll talk about his adventures in Africa. But Jim Nabors, dead at the age of 87, rather, a comedic actor, really. He was found his fame, I think, in the role of the bumpkin Gomer Pyle in two hit television shows in the 60s he was part of, for sure. And he died at his home in Honolulu. Again, he was 87 years old, and he had a liver transplant in the 90s, But you think about that, his health has been declining, and his immune system, I guess, was affected by that. But he was a well-liked actor by all accounts, by the people that worked with Jim Nabors. So dead at the age of 87. We turn to movies and our cheap movie review. Perhaps you're going to go check out a movie, and maybe it's going to be Gangsterland. Here's a little snippet.
Just thinking about who I used to be. Just a kid who wanted a box. I can't help but wonder if the Genesis would have left my family alone.
Wait. Sorry, kid, somebody popped your old man.
My hands are kind of tight.
I want them out. Give me the names and the men who killed my stepfather.
Is my business, and I fought for every inch I own in this city.
This is my city you're in, and there are dead bodies on my streets.
Hey,
wife's gone, there's one or two things going to happen. You're going to be in prison. You're going to end up like your old man. I'm offering you $50,000 to kill Capone.
So Al Capone recruits Machine Gun Jack McGurn to help protect his criminal empire in the 20s. Basically, this is brutal gang war, nasty, violent crime film drama, and a lot of it. So if you're into the whole gangster thing, you might be into this. Some pretty well-known actors are in it, including Peter Facinelli, Jamie Lynn Sigler, if you remember her from The Sopranos, Sean Ferris, Jason Patrick, well, you get the drift. Again, you'd have to be into the whole, gangster kind of thing. It may find an audience probably, I think, better for streaming. All right, so we move on to the next one. This is a little wacky. It's called Another Wolf Cop.
In 2014, Wolf Cop was unleashed upon the world.
Go see Wolf Cop!
And fans howled for more. They wanted more action. More blood. More liquor. More guns. And more donuts. For another Wolf Cop. Brought to you by Liquor Donuts.
Now this is worth leaving my Zumba class early for.
Wow. Horror comedy, 1 hour, 22 minutes of it. I don't think I could stomach it. I don't know about you. An alcoholic cop experiences blackouts, starts turning into a werewolf when the full moon comes out. I mean, obviously, it's like just a play on a whole bunch of things. But you know what? It found a little bit of an audience, so that's the whole thing. And they did it again. It's a cult film. It's a cult horror film. I think it will have a tough time at the box office, but definitely streaming and definitely with the cult fans and those who love it in the first place, they will go, my friends. But I have a feeling that most of y'all that are listening to me are not going to make it to the theaters to see it. So we move on to our last one, number three, behind the screen. It's called Coco.
Every year, grandkids, cousins, pretty much everyone gets together, even great grandma Coco.
And the winner is Grandma Coco.
I tell her pretty much everything.
I just run like this, but now I run like this. It's just way faster.
Life sounds like
Yes. Eat your food. Here, have some more.
No gracias.
I mean, see?
That's what I thought you said.
Día de los Muertos has begun.
It's the one night of the year our ancestors can come visit us.
I thought it might have been one of those made-up things. I was just... But I...
Tonight is about family.
I am not like the rest of my family. There's something that makes me different. Great-great-grandfather, I want to be a musician just like you.
All right, who's in there?
I'm sorry. Welcome to the land of your ancestors.
Miguel?
We're your family. You're skeletons.
You're alive.
You've got to get home before sunrise or you'll be stuck here forever.
Security.
Okay, come on.
It's showtime.
Boy, are meant to be a musician.
I must follow my heart.
I am trying to save your life.
My stupid.
Miguel, something's matter more than music.
bother you forever. Now, go get my shoe.
All right, Coco, it's, you know, animated, and it has a good message. They say that Coco is an American 3D computer-animated musical fantasy film. It's a Pixar production. Pixar always nails it. So kids, grandkids, or you just like this kind of deal, Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 97%. So if it's that high, it's fine in an audience box office. Almost at 90 million. You'll recognize some of the familiar voices. Benjamin Bratt, Edward Olmos, Gael García Bernal, to name a few of them. But it's more about the story. So it's the story of a 12-year-old boy named Miguel. And you heard a little bit of that, you know, what kind of happens there. So it's got some box office mojo. It's 1 hour and 49 minutes. Perfect time for kids because they get restless at a certain point. And it's, again, scoring already. So you can imagine this would be a good weekend to go and see it. It's the holidays. It's going to continue through the holidays. So it's probably going to be the big smash animated thing. Of course, our Star Wars is coming out, and there's some other really big films that are getting set to drop, including The Greatest Show on Earth. I want to go see that, which is about Barnum and Bailey, you know, the whole circus thing, P.T. Barnum, and I think that will be fascinating. But this is usually when some of the better movies come out, now and right before summer, you know, right around May and June when kids get out of school. All right, we're going to Africa next with my pal Hans. You don't want to miss this conversation. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Subject we're going to talk about next, and what a great guest we have in our virtual green room. Ruth Rimer has written a book called Perfect Clarity, and it couldn't be more important for the time that I think we live in right now. It's a novel about our male-dominated misogynist society and four women who fought back. So we're talking about the late 1800s. I don't want to steal her thunder. I'm going to let her tell us more about the story. Ruth, thanks for coming on.
Yes, thank you for inviting me, Kate. Go ahead.
Yeah, so tell us about the story. So take us back to how this started from the late 1800s and what we're talking about in your book.
Yeah, first I want to define misogyny. It's defined as the hatred of or hostility towards women. And it's a very deep thing. It's probably deeper than sexism or some of the lesser kinds of sexual harassment today. It's a very deep hatred. So it comes out of and was inspired by some things that happened in my own family. They were actual events. It is fiction. It's not a true story. It's my taking these events and using my imagination to make them into stories. They are four short stories within the book. The book's not very long. It's not quite 200 pages. And it starts out and was inspired by my great-grandmother. And now, my great-grandmother was put into an arranged marriage in 1874 with a disabled man. And they produced a very disabled child. And so my great-grandmother made a decision that she wasn't going to have any more of her husband's children. And that's what the first story is about. Now, where it all came about and how we know about it is that it goes back to about 1930. My aunt, the granddaughter of my great-grandmother, my aunt was expecting her first child, and she was just scared to death she was going to pass on this gene. And so my grandmother, her mother, said, well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it because your sister, the older sister, your aunt, the crazy lady, that's not a proper way to talk about her now, but that's the way they did then. The disabled woman was a child of me, my great-grandmother, who's Anna in the book, and her husband. And mother, again, Anna, found other men to father her other children. And the family knew about it because, and we thought it was true because we saw this woman who was alive at the time. I was about 6 years old when she died. And she's howled and screamed and walked around kind of on all fours. So we talked about it every time I got together with that branch of the family. We talked about it, and we talked about it in kind of a slurring fashion. Nobody has seemed to have any sympathy for this poor woman. She could have had four more disabled children, or she could have had 20. I decided that I would tell her story from her point of view, and about half of it's completely fiction, just my imagination. But it is from her point of view and what she and what any woman faced in those situations would want to do is not to have a string of disabled children. So that's the first story.
Yeah, wow. So that's the first story. So you take us through that, which is fascinating. And as you say, even the words that you use, you would never say now. So now you take us to the second story. And what's the second about?
Well, the second story is about this same aunt. She had hers is less distinguished than the great-grandmother. The second story is Gloria, I knew her very well, and I loved her because she was a very intelligent person, and she was an English teacher and one of my favorite relatives. But she had a bad time with her marriage and with her children, and again, nobody took her side, and so I made up a story using some facts that I knew about. And a lot of my imagination with Gloria. The third story is semi-autobiographical. I became a lawyer in 1970. It was real difficult to get through law school. Nobody wanted me, but that's essentially the third story. A lot of imagination, and a lot of things happened, a lot of things didn't.
Wow. So stop there for a second. So, yes, you have a PhD, you were a family law attorney, and to get there, and as you said, in the 70s. So what was that like? What were some of the things that you had to, obstacles you had to overcome?
Well, they were generally that people didn't think that that a woman lawyer could manage their case appropriately, and that they just wouldn't get good representation. And so it was a long time breaking through that barrier. I graduated in 1971, and there were not other women lawyers around. I think we were about 3% of us in the whole nation.
Wow.
In about 1974, then we have a whole wave of women lawyers coming through, and of course it's more than half now lawyers that are women. But the book also contains a lot about how society viewed women at the various periods of time, and it was very different from these five generations, from the late 19th century to the early 20th century, mid 20th century, late 20th century. The last book is about a modern woman, and that is totally fictional, and it brings in what's just become commonly known recently, and that is rape on campus. So it's a story about that and the legal ramifications of rape on campus.
Wow. So if you look at the modern, as you say, the fictionalized one, the modern deal that you're talking about, we hear these stories constantly, and then they're investigated, and then campuses are talking about what they can do. What do you make of that? Why is that so prevalent?
I think it's evolved. It's been going on campus for a very long time, and it's been basically quieted down by even administrations in campus. That's fairly well documented, that about one in five women is raped on campus, and until just recently, I mean, with the last couple of years, many campuses have been complicit in keeping it quiet because the reason is, of course, that nobody's going to send their daughter to a institution and pay money for education and have their daughters in such danger. So we're breaking through that. That happened a couple of years ago with some films and some women that were willing to come forward.
Where do you think we are now as a society? I started and I mentioned that your novel is about, and you just took us through that, a male-dominated misogynist society. Do you think that have we made big strides, or where do you think we are, Ruth?
Well, I think we're better than where we have been before. There's going to be some pushback of it, and not every allegation of sexual harassment is true, and some of them are really kind of trivial. So I think we're going to see a bit of a pushback, and I hope we get to the point where I think all of us have just wanted to have a right to an equal place in society, and a place in society that we can fit in and be safe and develop our careers and our intelligence and or whatever it is that we want to do. That's the objective.
Yeah, and again, I want to tell everybody the book is called Perfect Clarity, Ruth Rimer. You can get it on Amazon. And it's fascinating what you did in the beginning of it and then what you took us up to and what you talked about with the legal profession. You mentioned now that there are so many female talented, let's face it, female lawyers that are out there. So you were a pioneer, really, also in that sense, weren't you?
A little bit. There were women before me who I considered to be pioneers, but it was about 30% of the legal population that were women when I started, which was in 1971.
And is this right? You're in California, so was it the San Francisco Bay Area where you started?
Yeah, I go to the San Francisco Bay Area. San Francisco Bay Area was a better place. That was one of the reasons I chose it. It was a better place for women and generally for kind of open-mindedness in the San Francisco area than in a lot of other areas.
Yeah.
And it remains that way so now.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from Perfect Clarity?
I think the women who've not experienced any of these bad things that have happened to women, I think I would like them to take away a feeling of being happy and lucky and work towards helping their daughters and granddaughters have good lives and avoid some of the problems that the ancestors have had.
Wow, that's a perfect place to end this, and what a great sentiment, no doubt about that. I mentioned it before. I want to make sure everybody understands the book title is Perfect Clarity. Ruth Rimer is the author who we're speaking to, and you can get it on Amazon.com among many of the other places. Ruth, good luck with the book, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
I've been trying.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Nice. A little me combined with a mailbag, and off we go for the last segment for this show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and thank you once again. I am just grateful for this audience. The amount of mail that rolls in is incredible on this show. So let's jump to it. This one comes to us from Scott, who says he's listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, so disappointed in you, my dear. I heard through little birdie that you were in the great state of Florida and you were here for a few days and you did not hold any kind of a public event so many of us who are your fans in Sarasota could come out and say hello. Well, you know, here's the thing. It was Thanksgiving. And so I was with my family. Right, Andy, you can relate to that. What am I going to say to my brother and my sister-in-law? Hey, I got to go hang. I got to go hang with the radio crew. As much as I would love to meet the people, I don't get to see my family like twice a year if I'm lucky. But would you mind doing that? You know, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah. Sorry, I got to go to work.
Sorry, I got to go to work. Yeah, exactly. Next time. You know, here's the deal. What I'll do is a sponsored event. So I'll find a sponsor, we'll come down, and we'll just do a live show. We'll just do live from there. How great would that be? We'll make that happen this year because I appreciate all the support in Sarasota. So let's move to this one. This one is from Richard, who says, Kate, I know you're a big fan of the business world, and you always are on cue when it comes to what's going on with the market. How about the Dow above 24,000 for the first time? What do you make of that? Well, what do I make of it is, remember, it's all about, we're at the craps table. It's all about good news, bad news, what's happening. The conversation about the tax bill, worries about North Korea, all kinds of stuff. So this is really interesting. The 24,000 is huge. The Dow's average latest 1,000-point milestone actually was just pushed up, though, by a couple of blue chippers, a couple of big stocks. So 3M, think of the Post-it notes and Scotch tape. Boom, 15% of the Dow's point gain. That's what they're attributing part of that to. And then other big performers like Home Depot, Apple, Boeing, United Health Group. So, you know, when there's economic forecasts and you exceed those forecasts, earnings reports are released, that kind of stuff, that's when you see the market go arrows up a lot of times, too. People forget that, right? I mean, it's been a really strong year for optimism, and that's, I think, fueled part of that, without a doubt. Let's move to another one. This one is from Trip. Kate, I've been listening to the show for about a year or so. Really diggity dig you. I've heard you use that expression before, so I'm throwing it back at you. Here's the deal. When you look at traveling, and I know you travel a lot, do you feel safer or do you feel less safe because of the way the TSA handles screening people? Wow, that is a loaded question. Here's the deal. I think if somebody wants to get something through and they're clever enough, they're going to do it. They're going to find out a way. I don't ever believe there's 100% net. You know that. We've had these conversations with Jeff Atticott in the past and so many other extreme terror experts. And it's an impossible feat, first of all. So the answer to that question is no, I don't feel any safer. I don't. I see what happens at the gates. And sometimes it's ridiculous, but it is what it is. And so unless you're going to pay big bucks and do like what they do in Israel, which is a much smaller situation, but how they really doesn't matter. If something's not right, you may be waiting. That's just how it is, right? That's not happening. Everybody's in a hustle bustle, pulling people through. And it's funny because I just went to 3 different airports. So that's a good question for me. I was in, so DFW, which is a huge airport, which would be the home airport for our plush studios where we broadcast from in Dallas. I went to Tampa, and Tampa's usually pretty easy, and it was easy. They're pretty friendly. You go through. It was easy peasy, not a big hassle. They're not sarcastic. You know, take off your shoes, fine. People forget, whatever happens, they deal with it. At least in my experience of when I've gone through there. I went through San Antonio, and that was pretty good. And then Houston, which is another big city, and I went through 2 different airports. One was on 2 different legs. One was through the Bush airport, and the other was from one called Hobby. So the Hobby airport was a piece of cake. The Bush one was not. It was just seemed like a hassle. And there was a lot of people, though, so that played into part of it. And it just was more difficult to navigate, I guess. I think the most difficult airports in the U.S., Atlanta, I've had a lot of conversations. I've been through there with people. It's our busiest airport, though. And I think, I had this happen in the beginning of the year. So I traveled, I was thinking all the places I've traveled to New York in the beginning of the year. And and traveling out of LaGuardia to go to Charleston, brutal. Oh, just brutal. Because you're like riding on buses all over the place. It's crazy. And trying to get to the gate because of all the construction that's going on. So the traffic is thick all over the place. It just wasn't great. Then the other part of that was to get to Charleston, then there was like a puddle jumper. So the plane from New York went to Washington, and it was the same thing, this get on this bus and get on a tiny plane to Charleston. And that was brutal. Kind of brutal, too. It was just busy and hectic. And, you know, here's the thing. I always preach this, was when I'm speaking. Ask questions. Why do we not ask questions? And I was just as guilty as anyone else when I was going to those places, like I hadn't gone to Charleston before. And I love Charleston, but maneuvering my way, I didn't realize about the whole thing about getting on the bus and everything else. And, of course, I had too much nonsense with me, and it was a hassle. But it was a hassle for everyone around me, too. I could tell. It was just like, whoa, this is brutal. So, and the answer to the question is, no, I don't feel sick. That's the answer. No, 100%. All right, thanks to all of you who sent me AmericaTonight.net. That's where you throw it in. We got a time for, I think, another one that we can squeeze in here since I was talking about flying. It's interesting. Here's another one. This one is from Hal, who says, "Kate, did you see that? I remember you talking about riding on Sprint. Did you see that Sprint must be doing okay because they've got a bunch of other cities that they're rolling out? They have some new routes that they're taking." Yeah, they. I did see that. That was a brand new story, so you must have read the same story I did. They've got something to Jamaica, I think. They're going to Vegas. They have Columbus, Ohio, Richmond, Virginia. They're adding to their map. And a couple of other places, too. They have, they're going to start Chicago, O'Hare, I guess. And so they're going to try to be direct competition a little bit to Southwest. And for BWI, they're routes that they would have to Denver and Montego Bay, and it'd be interesting. It's a whole different ball of wax when you fly Spirit, though, because it, you want to talk about no frills. Oh, it's no frills. Yeah, so Seattle, Baltimore, Detroit, Orlando, all those places. If you want to go there and you have patience and you want to go on what I say on a song, then you can do it. Perfect. I think this is some more me, me, me. Am I right, Andy? No? A little more me, me, me to trail us out here. Thank you so much for playing some of your stuff. How can we find this on Spotify?
Yeah, if,
right?
You just, if you just go on Spotify and type in Me, Me, Me self-titled, you should be able to find it super easy.
Sweet! Congratulations on that, and congratulations to all of you for sending all those fabulous emails. I'll get to them, I promise, when we dive into next week. Thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate all your support. Make it count, everybody, and thanks for listening once again to America Tonight.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.